Lots of different people have collections. People collect cars, stones, dolls, and more. Radioactive's Mohammed Mohammed introduces us to an 18-year-old collector who loves sneakers and tells us how collecting is shaping his future.
Hugh Fenn is a sneakerhead. For those of you who don't know, that means he collects shoes that are rare and have trading value. He remembers watching reruns of the Olympics when he was very young. Just when Jordan was on the bench lacing up his sneakers in the second quarter, the kicks caught Hugh's eyes.
Just to watch it with my dad and see Michael Jordan wear them had made me feel real special, and then to finally get my own pair.
He finally got the Olympic Sevens a few years ago. That wasn't his first pair.
Well, when I was in kindergarten was the first time my mom bought me a pair of Jordans, and ever since then I've just been in love with them.
Can you tell me something about your first pair?
They were the white and black toe 14s, and they were real special to me.
Wearing their shoes used to make Hugh feel like Michael Jordan, but now that he's older, it's a different game.
And I feel like it's a competition to see who could have the most.
Every sneakerhead like Hugh has a quest.
Well, because there's over 2,000 Jordans made, and like I said, I only have 60, so I don't feel like I'm even close to where I want to be.
Hugh has boxes that are stacked up to the ceiling in his closet, with the picture of the shoe on the outside of each one.
The leather is so premium, and the elephant print has suede corduroy materials with interlining double stitching.
Like a lot of collectors, Hugh sometimes buys two pairs of each shoe, one to rock and one to stock. But there's still one shoe that he wants to get his hands on, the Quad 54 Air Jordan 5s that are made in Tokyo. On eBay, they go for around $1,000 or more. A lot of people think it's crazy to spend so much money on shoes, especially Hugh's mom.
Well, my mom at first didn't like it, but now she sees the benefit of it, whereas other teenagers are wasting their money on other things that might harm their life. She sees it as a hobby that's neither illegal or bad in any way, and my friends see it as really cool.
His mom still wishes he'd save money for college. Hugh admits Jordan sneakers are expensive. To afford his hobby, he works at his uncle's store.
Ever since I was 14, I was helping around the store, and now I'm a cashier, but before I used to just sweep the floors and whatnot.
He sees his hobby as a way to help him in his future career. He wants to go into business.
I feel like it makes me be more responsible of my money, and I feel like it also gets me into the mindset of how to invest and earn more money in a legal way.
The sneaker game isn't just expensive, it can be dangerous. There have been riots at the shoe releases. Some people have ended up in the hospital or dead. Hugh had a close call one time. It was the day he bought the Jordan 11s.
So I was only a sophomore in high school, and actually I was riding the bus home after I bought the shoes. It was around 8:30 a.m. I mean, when I got to the bus stop, three males followed me, and they beat me up and took my shoes.
Right after the attack, Hugh says he notified the police. They found the suspects and made them pay restitution. Hugh used the money to buy another pair, but didn't press any charges.
Because I know maybe there were just some sneakerheads who didn't have enough money, so I knew their struggle, so I didn't feel like they should face jail time.
Nike has since come out with a solution for the high demand, a system where people follow Nike Seattle on Twitter and message them their name, size, and the hashtag used for the certain shoe.
I feel like Twitter RSVP is a very good idea for the Nike town because it stops the madness.
Hugh sees the day coming when he won't be collecting sneakers anymore.
Actually, I was talking to my girlfriend about this a couple of days ago, and I decided at the age of 22, I will stop, for the most part, buying retro Jordans. I want to be more presentable and more respectable.
Someday, when Hugh has a family of his own, he says he wants to push his son to collect sneakers.
I want him to see more valuable things in life, and I don't want him to get into that habit at a young age. I don't necessarily feel like it was a mistake. I just feel like there's better things he could do with it, like buy books.
But for now, he was proud to be a sneakerhead. For Radioactive, this is Mohammed Mohammed.
It started out with what I wear to school. That birthday, like these are what make you cool. And this pair, this would be my parachute. So much more than just a pair of shoes.